Canongate Audio presents Laidlaw, written and read by William McIlvany. Chapter 1. Running was a strange thing. The sound was your feet slapping the pavement. The lights of passing cars battered your eyeballs. Your arms came up unevenly in front of you, reaching from nowhere, separate from you and from each other. It was like the hands of a lot of people drowning, and it was useless to notice these things. It was as if a car had crashed, the driver was dead, and this was the radio still playing to him. A voice with a cap on said, "Where's the fire, son?" Running was a dangerous thing. It was a billboard advertising panic, a neon sign spelling guilt. Walking was safe. You could wear strolling like a mask. Stroll. Strollers are normal. The strangest thing was no warning. You wore the same suit. You chose your tie carefully. There was a mistake about your change on the bus. Half an hour before it, you had laughed. Then your hands were an ambush. They betrayed you. It happened so quickly. Your hands that lifted cups and held coins and waved were suddenly a riot, a brief raging. The consequence was forever. And the meaning of everything was changed. It had no meaning, or too many meanings, all of them mysterious. Your body was a strange place. Hands were ugly. Inside, you were all hiding places, dark corners. Out of what burrows in you had the creatures come that used you? They came from nowhere that you knew about.